It's 8:31. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove amended tax rate for Lincoln Township.
I would make a motion to approve the amended tax rate for Lincoln Township.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Discussion.
Okay, basically what happened here is that budget wasn't turned in by September 20th. They had their meeting on the night of October 15th, which is levy date, the day of. Called the state auditor's office, Deanne, and she said it was up to the county board as to how you want to proceed with the approval of the township. It's under the 7.5 cents, so it's in your it's totally in your hands of what, you know, whether you want to approve or not. Preliminary request was a lot different than what this was when we did the budgets earlier on in August, or not the when we did the tax rates. So basically, you know, I think we just I've been going to try to get a hold of the CPA and make sure that we get things in, because actually we don't have to set a levy for Lincoln Township. So, but, you know, I don't think we want to go there.
Happened last year as well. We amended them last year, too.
What happens if you don't set a levy?
Then I don't get any money. Or you go to, you can go to the previous levy, you know. And, you know, it just, we spent quite a bit of time running down things and so forth. So I just think, you know. Another one that I do want to point out is that ESU set their own levies, and on here, your ESU 4, your bond is different. The county assessor from the ESU 4 area over in Nemaha County found out that ESU 4 left off one valuation from a county, so that levy is a little, that tax rate on that bond, ESU 4 bond, is a little different. So if you guys do have your old sheets, I'd throw them away, because I handed them out 2 weeks ago, so that, or at least have them contact me if you're, you know, I'm not sure, because that one was sent over as a correction too. But ESU set their own. So the only one we're really talking about is Lincoln. So sorry to get off track, but I just wanted to
Lincoln did not submit anything then?
They did not submit a budget by the 20th of September.
You did get the budget.
Did finally get the budget. And I talked to Deanne Hafner at the auditor's office. And it's totally up to this county board whether to approve it. And since it's under 7.5 cents, if it had been over 7.5 cents, we probably would have just had to go to, because their town hall meeting was on the back of their budget. The town hall meeting was actually done on October 15th. And then the night of the 15th.
They contacted me about 2 weeks ago and said, what do we do? And I said, well, you need to get on the horn. So they had talked to me, because I believe if they don't submit a budget, if we don't approve it, they won't be able to expend any funds. They won't, basically, nothing happens in that township.
Correct.
And
correct.
So, I know the gentleman, visited with them. I think they contend they had some scheduling, you know, this and that was going on, and they can speak for themselves if you'd like to contact them. But I said, well, you better visit with the auditor, and I think they've gone through the process, and hurry up and get it. They basically missed the deadline, so that's why we're here now. So,
I think you can take, they don't turn something in, then you can go by the previous year as well, and that's our fallback.
That's what you do. That's what I think I did on the preliminary levy.
It's not a big deal to amend it. I mean, it's a motion, it's a vote. But, you know, it points out the responsibility of the townships. You know, sometimes they're critical of what we do or give, but they're responsible to get it to us. So it's just...
Well, and not to be critical, but we do a lot of stuff running down people and everything that, you know, to try to get things in a timely manner, because we spend a lot of time... Because at first I had to call a different individual that gave me a different figure, so...
So I think what was probably bodes just refreshing and maybe in the spring at the township meeting, just kind of go through that again. And because from time to time there are new members that get on and fully understanding that they submit the budget, they prepare the budget, it comes to us, we approve the budget, and we just probably worth reinforcing.
Their time frame needs to work within the ours and the state's time frame.
Well, the state sets it, correct. Yeah, the state sets
actually,
the timeline.
Actually, a CPA, I believe, worked on that budget.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, I think it's, you know, you don't want them to be without money.
So. No, not at all.
No.
That's why this is coming back to you. And so, like I said, if you do have your old ones, you might want to get rid of them.
It's not the three members of a township that are affected. It's the people that live in the community of the township.
Correct.
So. Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Patty?
Basically, that's pretty much it for now. We're working on getting ready for billing and processing and start running tax statements that'll go out around Christmas time. About 2 weeks before Christmas, Laura usually sends them out. So we're just finalizing everything. What we have to do with these tax rates now is consolidate them to bring together a full levy for each political subdivision. So that's what we're gearing up for. Other than that, I don't think there's been too much going on as far as other than getting ready for billing. So,
anything else for equalization? H County Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:38.